This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, the believers, their hearts are always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any change happen in their daily activity, which is abnormal, things change in their life, it's always a wake-up call for them. It's always a reminder for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرْ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us He created the heavens and earth and the universe, the sky, the stars. And Allah telling us that He have made these days and nights and seasons. These things happen during these months and years and days. For what? For us to be reminded and for us to be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who caused the day and night to alternate, a sign for whoever desires to be mindful or to be grateful. With what happened, we're still on that storm, the winter storm. You know, many of us, their life changed. No electricity, no water, a little bit of fear of what's can be next. You know, some of us every night wondering if they go in the morning and there is a flood in their houses, and some of us actually their pipe, you know, start leaking. And I know of many people suffering as we speak right now as a consequence of this storm and this freeze. But the question that when this happened, you know, when you're alhamdulillah safe and warm in your home, in the first night, did you remember to say, Alhamdulillah, that I'm in a good situation? You know, do you remember when the electricity just came back? Was the first thing that you said, Alhamdulillah, that it came back? I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the water came back. Sometimes we just don't even think about it. It just came and goes, and you know, all what we do, we think about why Central Point or why the, you know, electricity company and why the government did not do that, which is, I believe, it is valid questions and concern to have. But before all of this, it's one of the first things, that's how the heart is attached to Allah. Then the first thing said, when the light came up in your inside your house, you said, Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night that goes by, and you know what, I wake up and my house is intact. Alhamdulillah for having all this winter clothes to keep us warm. Even for, you know, my kids was telling me they never appreciated gloves before until this storm. You know, there's even some simple things like socks that you say, Alhamdulillah for having this. The fire in your place, the fireplace, or the fire that you're the heaters that you have. And there is so many things that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And that's just a reminder. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاء نَبَّهَ بِالْأَدْنَى عَلَى الْأَعْلَى فَذَكَرَ الْحَرَّ وَمَا ذَكَرَ الْبَرْدُ لِأَنَّ الْحَرَّ لا ينتبه الناس إلى فضل الملابس فيه وأما البرد فكل يعرف فضلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he has also provided you with clothes, protecting you from the heat, and armor shielding you in the battles. Allah did not mention the clothes that keep you warm and protect you from cold. Why? He mentioned the heat because it's obvious. Everybody knows how important to have clothes during the winter. But he mentioned to you that also the heat in the summer days, because, you know, without it you can have, you know, a sunburn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one of his favorite upon us, that something maybe we never thought about it before this day, which is قال وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٍ فَجَعَلَ الدِّفْءٍ مِنْ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ. Warmth and staying warm, one of Allah's favor upon you. Even we study that one of the earliest things human beings were able to produce is fire, because to keep them warm. Allah said, and he created the cattle for you as a source of warmth because of the hair and the fur that you take from the cattle. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُّونَهَا يَوْمَ ظَعْنِكُمْ وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا وَأَوْبَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا أَثَاثًا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينَ. And all these mentioned in Surah An-Nahl, the Surah of Blessings, Surah An-Ni'am, يسمونها العلماء. Allah said that he have made for you homes, a place to rest, a place for protection. Wallahi, there is a sister called us in this disaster. Said, Sheikh, can you guys help me? I'm staying in my garage. My roof collapsed. I have no heater. I have nothing. I'm literally in my garage with this freeze. Alhamdulillah, in a matter of hours, help was provided. You know, it's just that home that you have, it's a great blessing. And I think that deserves from us to be grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes wants us to remember the obvious and to be grateful and thankful for them. It is important to let your children think about this as well, and your family. It is very dangerous. أَنْ يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ كَفُورًا. It is very alarming when we are ungrateful to Allah. وَكُفْرُ النِّعْمَةِ لَهُ صُورَتَانِ. Being ungrateful to Allah can be manifested in two ways. Number one, أَن تَنْسِبَ النِّعْمَةَ إِلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ, that you see the favor coming from other than Allah. Alhamdulillah, most of us don't have this problem. But the second one is the problem. وَمِنْ كُفْرَانِ النِّعْمَةِ عَدَمِ اسْتِحْضَارِ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى فِي الْقَلْبِ وَشُكْرِ اللَّهِ لَهُ عَلَيْهَا. The second one is being ungrateful, that you don't recognize these blessings are something from Allah and you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him for it. And that unfortunately happened a lot from us. Another reflection with this storm, winter storm, هو أن الإنسان في هذه العاصفة يجب أن يستحضر الخوف من الله. Which is also interesting. In such time, that required from you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to rush to seeking His forgiveness and to admitting your mistakes and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A brother called me in the storm Actually, I called him because I heard he had, you know, the pipe burst in, he had a flood in his house. So his house flooded because of the freeze. So when I called him, I said, hey, how are you doing? How's the family? Do you need any help? It's amazing how his first response was. He said, wallahi, Sheikh, last week, I know this is because of my sins. Last week, I backbite several people. And in the end of the week, I was telling myself, I never speak ill of people like that. He said, I just gossip and backbite. I know. And I felt so bad about what I did last week. This week, it hit me. And he said, wallahi, since I saw the water in my bedroom, I said to myself, that's because of my sins. And I said, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That's a lucky person. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مستجمعا ضاحكا أرى لهواته قط يعني ما عمر قهقة صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى ترى حلقه. I never saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laugh so much that I can see the back of his throat. كان يبتسم. He used to smile. وكان إذا رأى غيما أو ريحا عرف في وجهه يعني الفزع. فقالت يا رسول الله أرى الناس إذا رأوا الغيم فرحوا أن يكون فيه المطر وأراك إذا رأيته عرفت في وجهك الكراهة. قال يا عائشة وما يؤمنني أن يكون من عذاب الله إنه قد عذب قوم بالريح ورأى قوم العذاب فقالوا هذا عارض ممطرنا. He used to be worried when he see the storm coming. I said, maybe it's rain. He said, yes, that's fine. But also, it could be an anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. It could be a punishment. It could be worse. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الريح من روح الله يعني من رحمة الله تأتي بالرحمة وتأتي بالعذاب. The wind and the storm can come with mercy, with a lot of good, but also could come with punishment for certain people. And that's what makes the person worries. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them because calamities happen because of the shortcoming and the sins. It put that fear in your heart when you see that, you know, when we see this, like this storm that we didn't used to it in Texas, to remind us what the Prophet ﷺ also said in Sahih al-Bukhari. قال اشتكت النار إلى ربها فقالت يا رب أكل بعضي بعضا فأذن لي بنفسين نفس في الشتاء ونفس في الصيف فهو أشد ما تجدون من الحر وأشد ما تجدون من الزمهرير. في البخاري النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that, you know, the extreme cold and extreme heat. It's a reminder for us. This is just a release from the hellfire. Hellfire is not only hot, it's also extremely cold. The extreme cold that can burn your body, which is known as الزمهرير. كان السلف, it was reported that some of the early scholars, when he see the snows coming down, يقول إني أتذكر تطاير الصحف. When I see all the snowflakes flying all over the place, I think of the day where the records will fly over the heads of the people on the Day of Judgment. These are the hearts that these things connect them to the Akhirah. Another reflection in this storm we should have. إن من المعاني العظيمة أن يتذكر المسلم حال الفقراء والمنكوبين والمهجرين. It's very important for us to reflect upon another point, which is to think about those who are living in these conditions, but you know what? In tents and in open land. Think about the people who are living in refugee camps from Syria, who lives in Turkey, in Lebanon, and many other Palestinians who still for years and years, by the way, living like that. And many places in the world. Think about the people who are in our community, in our society, in a very bad condition. It hurts when you hear about people in Texas with us living, died out of freeze. Or a mom, she doesn't know any better, she doesn't know what to do because her two kids are so cold. And the only thing she can think of to bring, you know, the barbecue, or, you know, where she barbecued and she put, you know, coal inside the house, and they, her kids died, poisoned and died. كان عمر إذا حضر الشتاء, when it winter comes, عمر رضي الله عنه, he used to make sure that his companions, his ummah, his followers are safe, are protected, are warm. That's the real government and the real governor. Not the one who fly to Mexico. Not the one who doesn't care about the people of his state. كان عمر يكتب, he used to write to people. إن الشتاء قد حضر وهو عدو فاحذروه وتأهبوا له أهبته بالخفاف والجوارب والصوف شعارا ودثارا فإن البرد عدو سريع دخوله بعيد خروجه. He said, be careful from cold weather. It gets you quickly, but it leaves you over a long period of time. Make sure that you have enough warm, heavy clothes, gloves and socks. Allahu Akbar. He talking to his companion who lived in Arabia, never experienced this cold weather in Sham before, when they went to Sham in the north of Arabia. Yes, especially when you get older. I never thought I would say that. But فَإِذَا جَاءَ الشِّتَاءُ فَأَدْفِئُونِي فَإِنَّ الشَّيْخَ يُهْرِمُهُ الشِّتَاءُ. You know, older people, cold weather can really get into them. Don't feel bad if you feel that way. In such time, recognizing the needies and the people in trouble and in hard time, it's such an important outcome of this experience. Especially helping those who are in need. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ. When you provide food in a day, in a time, in a situation, when it is hard for all of us, that's a great deal of reward. لذلك كان بعض السلف يكسو في الشتاء ألف نفس. One of the early scholars used to give 1,000 families, 1,000 persons, clothes, winter clothes. وكان الليث بن سعد إمام زماني في مصر. الليث بن سعد, one of the most generous men you ever hear their life stories. He's a great scholar, has his own madhab equal to Malik والشافعي وأحمد رحمه الله. الليث كان يطعم الناس في الشتاء الهريس بعسل النحل وسمن البقر. يعني he will make for them what's al-haris. Al-haris is like, is a type of oats, you know. It's a very heavy meal mixed with honey, pure honey, and, you know, butter and that comes from cows. Why? To keep them warm, because all this produce energy. And that's a very, very expensive type of, you know, food, a meal. And he will be offering this to the poor people. I'm glad. Sister Faiza called me from our community, telling us an offer. Sheikh, I cook so much soup, hot soup. Anyone wants hot soup, I will deliver it to their homes. I'm glad that I seen young people from this community took the risk and driving in an unsecured road just to provide water for family who've been for a whole entire 24 hours have no water, them and their kids. And nothing to stove, is electric stove, they couldn't heat and boil the water. I wanted to take advantage of this and to tell our children, we maybe were inconvenient for a little bit. We live in suburb, we're alhamdulillah blessed. I don't consider living a good life is a bad thing. I think that's ni'mah, we should be grateful to Allah. I'm not this kind of person who hates, you know, other people who are rich or... That's not how Islam teaches us. Actually, I'm happy to see people who are lives in good life and stuff like that. But what's important when you live good life, that you don't forget about the poor and the less fortunate. Tell your children about them. Tell your children how that feels. That people live every day in that cold without many of the things that you have. These meanings should not be just empty words. When you think about Allah's great favor upon you, be grateful and thankful. Say, Alhamdulillah. Recognize this with your heart, admit it with your tongue, and act upon it. Don't waste. When we think about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflect about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make you hasten to tawbah, to repentance, and prepare yourself for the akhirah. When you think about the needies, make sure that you stretch your hand with sadaqah, with charity, and help. Make sure that you pray for your brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اجعلنا وإياكم من المرحومين. أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to share with you several rules. It's important to have it, to know them, maybe some of them late, but hopefully it will be beneficial for us in the future. Number one, it is not allowed to curse that storms or to say damn this or that or bad words about, you know, the weather. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, لا تسب الريح, don't curse the storm. لا تلعن الريح, في علي بن عباس, don't curse it. You know, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comes with good and it comes with bad. Number two, in such cold weather, it is allowed from Allah's mercy that you wipe over socks and wipe over, you know, like the home shoes that the people wear, or shoes or boots. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, لَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِي شَيْءٍ, I have no doubt about the permissibility of wiping over that. أَيُّ شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْحَرَجِ فِيهِ أَرْبَعُونَ حَدِيثًا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, there is 40 hadith came from the Prophet ﷺ in regard to such thing. And by the way, I know some madahib tried to restrict it to be something made of leather versus socks. There is 18 companions wiped over socks. And it's not true to limit it. It's not a strongest opinion, in my opinion at least, is to restrict it to leather. Because the whole point is whatever cover your feet, and it became not capable. So any thick, according to the vast, vast majority of the scholars, will be allowed for you to wipe over your socks. The conditions for that are the following. Number one, that you make wudu with water, then you put the socks. And after that, you can wipe over the socks. Number two, that socks or shoes or boot must cover your feet, most of it at least. And if it has a hole, one or two, it is forgiven. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions, their socks and their khifaf used to have holes. And whoever read غزوة ذات الرقاع ما سميت بذلك إلا لكثرة الخروق في أخفافهم رضي الله عنهم. Anyway, so one of the things also it is important for you to recognize that you have one day and one night to wipe over it as a residence. For the traveler, 3 nights, 3 days. For the resident, one day, 24 hours. But when it start? According to the strongest opinion, that it start from the first time you wipe. So let's say you made wudu at dhuhr time. Then you put your socks. Then the first time you wiped over your socks at maghrib. You didn't break your wudu until asr. So when maghrib came, you made wudu and you wiped over the socks. You have until the next day at maghrib. So the maghrib for the next day, okay, you need to take it off and to wash your feet. But if it is too cold, like somebody has no electricity, some situation where there's no electricity and it was too cold, and it's so inconvenient, absolutely inconvenient for you to take it off. There is an opinion among the fuqaha and among the people who choose that, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, that at this point in this situation, there is no limitation for how long you wipe over your socks. You can go even week. And we said this as a fatwa to some of the doctors and people in medical field with the COVID-19. They stay a shift or more than 2 days. And it's very, very hard for them to take the socks off. And basically, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, قال وَهَذَا يَجُوز فِي حَقِّ أَهْلِ الْبَرِيدِ لَنُمْ يَرْكَبُونَ الْمَسَافَاتِ الطَّوِيلَةِ وَالْجُنْدُ وَنَحْوِهِ. And because there is evidence shows and opinions among the Sahaba like Umar and others that they did not recognize the timing for a limiting, putting a cap to the time. But we only make this in a very restricted situation if it's seriously hard for you to take it off and it's not safe or very little amount of water to use. Also, another thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as rawal bayhaqiyu an al-mughira, that al-mughira radiyallahu an, kana yamsahu bil yadi al-yumna ala al-rijl al-yumna mufarrajat al-asabi'i wal-yusra ala al-yusra. He will wipe over his right foot with his right hand and the left one with the left hand. It doesn't matter, with both hands at the same time, one at the time, the right first and the left first, it doesn't really matter. All of them are correct. And you wipe over the top of their feet, not the bottom, as Ali radiallahu an said, لو كان الدين بالرأي لكان المسح على الخف أولى من أعلى. And if you basically have multiple socks, the rules start with the first one. So let's say you put that socks and you wiped over it in Maghrib time. Then you put another socks at Isha. You don't say I start from Isha. No, from Maghrib with the first sock. But if you have double or three socks on, you just wipe over the top one or over the boot. That will be sufficient. If you take off your socks, you have to make wudu for the coming Salah. Even if you take off the socks during the 24 hours. Also, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been reported in authentic hadith that he wiped over the imamah, the turban that he put on his head. Because the imamah is around the head and hard to take it off. So anything in the same constant, hard to take off, like some of the ski mask, you know, or some of the hijab, if it's around the head and it is cold and you don't want to take it off, you can wipe over it. But anything that is easy, like beanies or, you know, hat, you can just put your hand and underneath and just touch your hair will be sufficient. Also, in the shortage of water, it is sufficient for you to do it once. You don't need to do three times. Also, with the cold, with the extreme cold, the person should make sure that you تسبغ الوضوء, which it means you complete your wudu. يعني it's not like half arm. No, you make sure that you cover your elbow and your feet. If you're washing your feet, your face all the way, there is no cutting corners. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is one of the things that raise your level in Jannah and lays your level, ترفع درجاتك. إن من الخطأ أن تعتقد أن إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره أنك لا تسخن الماء للوضوء. Among the mistakes that people think that there is a reward of making wudu while it is not convenient is to put yourself purposely an inconvenient way to make wudu. So if you choose between warm water and cold water, you said, I'm going to do the cold to take more ajr. That's not correct. الشريعة لا تأتي باختيار المشقة أبدا. There is nothing in Sharia ever make you choose the hard over the easy. There's no such concept in Sharia. As many of the ulama, رحمهم الله, said, قال الأبي, تسخين الماء لدفع برده ليقوى على العبادة لا يمنع من حصول الثواب المذكور فلا إفراط ولا تفريط والشرع لم يتعبدنا بالمشاق. It is not allowed to do tayammum unless there is a complete shortage of water and it's not safe for you to put water. In this case, you can do tayammum for wudu and for ghusl as well. الشريعة also told us when we pray, we should not cover our mouth at home. لا تتلثم. You should make your face not covered. Okay? But if it's cold, or for whatever reason you're around people and you put a mask, you're allowed to put it because of the cold. But if it's not and you can manage without it, there is no need for you to cover your face. And people sometimes forget. Also, it is allowed to put gloves on when you pray and to make sujood in it. I know some of the madahib have a little bit of restriction about putting gloves while you're praying because they want you to touch the hand, to touch the floor with your hand. But the strongest opinion, that's not. As An-Nawawi rahimahullah said, قَالَ وَهَذِهِ الرُّكْبَتَانِ مِنْ أَعْضَاءِ السُّجُودِ مُغَطَّاتِ وَلَمْ يَمْنَعْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ صِحَّةِ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا كَرَاهَتِهَا. You know, it is your hand is like your knees, all covered when you make sujood. It doesn't need to be literally touching the ground. Among the also rule that you should be aware of in this winter, أنه تكره الصلاة إلى النار. You're not supposed to pray and in front of you fire. a candle or the fireplace. You choose a place where there is no fire in front of you. قال أحمد أكرهه وكرهه ابن سيرين. The Salaf, Imam Ahmad and Ibn Sirin, the great scholar of the Tabi'in, said it's not correct. Also, in the cold weather, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray Dhuhr early, and in the hot, later. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Sharia also allowed us in extreme weather like this to pray at home and not to come in the congregation. هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. And he has chosen you and laid upon you no hardship in the religion, the way of your forefather Ibrahim. It's not allowed to combine between two salah at home. If you are at home, you pray on time. Also, with that shortage of water, you know, toilet papers will be sufficient for your tayammum. You didn't need to have water. As long as you wipe, you know, and you remove the filth with the tissues, will be sufficient, inshallah ta'ala, and there is no need for you to use the water at that point. Be safe, mindful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أكثر من الشكر والحمد لله والاستغفار اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه نستغفرك ونتوب إليك لا إله إلا أنت اغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.